Radio Daily for Anti-Friday. Here again, and doubly so when you don't remember to hit the damn record button the first time.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Welcome. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, which means I fixed the bell slipping so you don't get to hear that blooper this time. Ooh, this is the weird show. We only got, like, what, 3 minutes in? It's not that big a deal.
Wibbly wobbly, tummy whammy.
Folks, bringing it to you today, the lady that's ready with her pep talk for all the troops on each one of these damn starts of the week. Mm-hmm. There's the Flintstress.
This is Thunderdome. Death is listening. And we'll take the first man that screams.
I think you should take the first person. I think you
right?
should be inclusive.
Equal opportunity, Thunderdome.
Diversity. I'm the guy that just follows that advice. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Spoken like a true hero.
That's what I do. What I do. What happened this fine day there, yo?
Well, in 1952, a patent for the electrical integration circuit is issued to William Willie H. Higginbotham. I mean, you know, if you're going to have a ridiculous last name, you might as well have a silly nickname.
It's not a real name. 1953, MGM, which has been working on its own widescreen system, becomes the first studio to adopt CinemaScope.
In 1954, Howard Hughes buys RKO Pictures for $23,489,478.
What's a radio picture? 1965, Vashkov 2 is launched into space carrying cosmonauts Alexei Leonov and Pavel Belyov. On the second orbit, Leonov leaves the spacecraft for 12 minutes, becoming the first person to walk in space!
In 1974, Atari introduces Grand Track 10. It's the first arcade game to use read-only memory. To store sprites for each car, the game timer, the racetrack, and the score. As such, it's the first game to have defined characters, rather than mathematically manipulated dots.
1982, Federal District Judge George N. Lighten in Chicago orders Magnafox Home Entertainment Center to take its KC Munchkin video game off the market, because it's a little too close to Atari's Pac-Man game.
Dots, ghosts, yellow ball. No, just kidding. In 86, the New York Times reports that a 17-year-old New Jersey student named Philip Naranjo discerns the launch of the new Soviet space station Mir before the Soviet government actually announced it. Him and a group of friends were tracking transmissions between space vessels and control centers on Earth just before the Russians announced Mir on February 20th. The teens picked up the transmission of Cyrillic code.
And that became a drama that lasted 5 episodes on CBS. 1987, the discovery of high-temperature superconductivity is announced to thousands of scientists at a packed meeting of the American Physical Society in New York City.
It's getting hot in here.
So let's get physical.
In 91, Microsoft announces Microsoft Bookshelf 1.0 for Windows. It's a set of reference books on a CD-ROM,
what?
An almanac, an atlas, a dictionary, an encyclopedia, 2 quote books, and a thesaurus.
2?
Yeah.
Oh my God. 1995, the Satan Security Administrator Tool for Analyzing Network Security Tools released on the internet by Dan Farmer and Weist Venema. The release raises a debate about whether security auditing tools should be posted openly for the public to use.
In 96, Guillermo Gayde pleads guilty in federal court on charges of mail fraud and interstate transportation of stolen property. He was a software engineer at Intel's Chandler, Arizona plant, and he stole proprietary 486 and Pentium specifications and transferred the data to videotape. He then offered the data to AMD, their competitor, and turned in the data and him to the authorities.
2004, near-Earth asteroid 2004 FH passes 26,500 miles above Earth's surface, making the second closest approach of any asteroid ever recorded. The asteroid is roughly 100 feet. That's 30 meters in diameter.
Huh. In 2005, Sony releases the anime film Steam Boy, directed by Katsuhiro Otomo, and featuring the voice talent of Anna Paquin, Carrie Walgren, and Patrick Stewart. After 10 years in production, the film is still the most expensive full-length animated film ever produced.
2008, after receiving complaints from Jewish settlers living in the West Bank, Facebook adds a feature that allows residents of Ariel Beltar Elit Mal Adunim and 15 other large Jewish settlements, who I'm sorry whose name I screwed up, to list their hometowns as being in Israel rather than the default Palestine.
Same year, Gregory Thomas Kopolov, age 35, of Seattle, is sentenced to 51 months in prison in what the Justice Department claims is the first federal case against someone alleged to have used file-sharing software to steal identities.
2009, Sweden's Financial Supervisory Authority, whose name I can't say either, grants a banking license to Mind Bank AB, a wholly subsidiary of MindArk, the developer of the massive multiplayer online role-playing game Entropia Universe. A game
where you kill people with mind bullets.
And a game that also uses real-world currency.
Oh.
Birthdays?
Madeline Carroll is 23 from Resident Evil Extinction and Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Sophia Miles is 39 from Underworld Thunderbirds, the Dracula TV series, Transformers and Age of Extinction. Of course, she was the girl in the fireplace in Doctor Who. Well, I guess the woman once she grew up.
Wow. Thomas Ian Griffith is 59 from Karate Kid 3, John Carpenter's Vampires, XXX, Time Cop 2, and the writer for Grimm.
He did a lot of movies that weren't that... Ben Cohen is 68, co-founded Ben & Jerry's. I wonder what that is.
Brad Dourif is 69, from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Dune, Blue Velvet, Child's Play, Exorcist 3, Alien Resurrection, The Two Towers, and Return of the King.
Frank McRae is 75, from Rocky 2, 1941, Used Cars, 48 Hours, Vacation, The Wizard, and Last Action Hero.
Wizard. Carl Gottlieb is 89, from MASH, Jaws, The Jerk, Sting 2, Johnny Dangerously, and Clueless.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1858, Rudolf Diesel, German engineer, invented the Rudolf engine.
In 1877, Edgar Cayce, American mystic and psychic.
1886, Edward Everett Horton, the Mad Hatter in the 33 Alice in Wonderland, Lost Horizon, Arsenic and Old Lace, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Born in 1905, Thomas Townsend Brown, American physicist and engineer who discovered electrogravitics.
1926, Peter Graves, from Beginning of the End, Mission Impossible, Seventh Heaven, House on Haunted Hill, Men in Black 2, and of course, will forever be known as Captain Unger in Airplane and Airplane 2.
Born in 1945, Susan Tyrell, from Wizards, Forbidden Zone, Angel, and Big Top Pee Wee.
1960, Richard Biggs, from Days of Our Lives and Babylon 5.
Well, on CBS tonight, we get a rerun of The Big Bang Theory, and then A New Man with a Plan, another rerun of The Big Bang Theory, a rerun of The Neighborhood, and then A New Bull.
On ABC, it's auditions on American Idol, because that's a thing. Then after a Los Angeles district attorney moves out of the state following her loss to a high-profile murder case that involves an actor, she's called in for another opportunity at justice when the star is suspected to obstruct again on the premiere of The Fix. And I don't know who's in it.
Sure. Okay. NBC has Blind Audition 6 of the new on New The Voice and The Enemy Within.
On Fox, it's a new The Resident and 911.
On the CW, Star City 2040 on A New Arrow and Black Lightning.
On Freeform, Isabel asks Alec for help in continuing to track down information on the rumors about reports of misconduct at the Claves Downwater Prison in the new Shadowhunters.
On Disney XD, Escape, Part 1 and 2 on A New Star Wars Resistance.
FX has
It's a great movie. FXX has Simpsons, Bart's Mangled Banner, The Burns and the Bees, and The Debarted.
FXM has Elysium. Does anyone remember what movie that is? Exactly.
BBC America has The Patriot.
Paramount has GoldenEye.
On Sundance, it's Not a Tumor, Kindergarten Cop.
BBC's The Patriot and Paramount's Golden? Okay, right? Sci-Fi Channel has Limitless.
On TBS, when Steve is enrolled in a boarding school, he's shocked to discover he's attending an all-girls school on A New American Dad.
It's kind of like a twist on what happened in Eurotrip at the end. TNT is showing Edge of Tomorrow, followed by War of the Worlds. Always start with the bad movie. Save the good for last.
On True TV, the entire team combines forces to help throw Lauren and Jade their dream wedding at school. But some complications arise on A New Those Who Can't.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman has suspicions when her aunt appears shortly after her mother's funeral, which leads her to uncover her aunt's true motives and mysterious past while also discovering she isn't who she claims to be and her life is at risk. Ashlyn Yenny and Chris McKenna star in Hidden Intentions.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
Kayla has a history of giving bad gifts, so she tells Sarah, I think the best way to try to wake Marlena up is by having a private performance by Izzy LaFontaine. She loves Izzy, but that actually causes Marlena just to have an out-of-body experience, and then she runs into a familiar face from her past. Her old party girlfriend, they're going out for a night in the town. This also means that Marlena's caught in a tug-of-war. Do I go haunt the sleepover? The party? Am I gonna lose my soul if I do? And can someone tell me if Kristen's dead or not? Marlena's familiar face friend says, girl, I knew you were gonna wear pink in the afterlife. You love pink. Marlena says, pink loves me. Hashtag Chappy forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Hey, GRD, you guys make me laugh every day, so thank you for that.
Aww.
It was really fun watching the live show at Mysticon.
Mysticon, woo!
And thanks, but you know, by the way, I now go woo every time someone says Mysticon.
You're welcome.
Woo! Damn. See?
GeekRadioDaily.com.
This morning at breakfast, I finally figured out where Chad and Abby were this past week.
Do tell.
This was a family get-together weekend. In the morning, I hear my sister telling my niece how to cool off for breakfast. She told her to blow on it to cool it off. Being a child, she starts blowing in like a raspberry thing, and we all laugh about it. And I just say, put your lips together. My perceptive niece goes, like a kiss? And my sister says, yes. Then she leans in way too close to her plate, and my sister says, girl, don't kiss your grits. and the light went off in my head.
There you go.
The talent guy didn't know show tunes? That really should have given it away. These are fun. Keep up the good work, and I will hear you tomorrow. That's from Leah. Well, thank you very much, Leah, and you're absolutely right. Last week, Chad and Abby were in Phoenix, Arizona, which I, weirdly enough, gave a clue for the week before, and they were on the and they were in the episodes of Alice, which I was stunned to find out how much of the show of Alice doesn't take place in Mel's Diner. Very weird. So they're in a new place this week, and if you know where they are, and I think you got a good way of finding out, by all means, drop us a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, because, you know, at the end of the month, someone's going to win for all these people that figured it out, and congrats to the, like, six other folks that sent us messages. I do appreciate that. Or you can always send us a voicemail, too.
510-GRD-CREW.
It's not Alice this week. We're not going to repeat like that.
The Ideas Start Here podcast is a science-based, informative, entertaining view on immunizations and general health-related topics. Featuring me, your host, Jack Mankin.
But each flu season, get shots for a good reason.
Measles. At the school. Measles.
Number one, I was like, you know what? You should be exercising.
Hey, you kids, stop playing with that cowpox.
We didn't even talk about polysaccharide vaccines.
Thank you.
No, it was a good speech. I liked it.
If they knew that was going to happen, they would have vaccinated, but they didn't know.
Winter is coming.
My mom was like, you're getting a shot. And I was like, what?
Gotta make sure they vaccinate.
Panda plague.
It was not the panda plague.
She got it from panda bears.
Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Or listen directly on your phone, computer, or any other device from the website www.stchealth.com.
Looks like you got the flu. Looks like you just got the flu.
The Ideas Start Here podcast.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Indeed you are. And I totally used like that scene from Exorcist 3 for an audition in college once. God, that was some good stuff. Anyways... What folks go and see there, yo?
This week's 10, last week's 6. Green Book made another $1.2 million. It's made 82 in 18 weeks.
This week's 9, last week's 5. Battle Angel, Alita Battle Angel, $1.9 million, 81.8 in 5 weeks in a 170 budget. I still want to see it, but I have a 4-year-old.
This week's 8, last week's 4. We saw with our 4-year-old the Lego Movie 2, the second part, made another $2 million. It's made $101 million.
This week, 7 is new. Captive State, making $3.1 million. You don't want to start off that low in the news category.
This week, 6 is also new. No Manches Frida 2, made $3.8 million.
Finally getting all the questions. Right. This week's 5, last week's 3. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, making...
It killed it at the box office.
$8 million. It's made 59 in 3 weeks.
This week's 4, last week's 2, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, made another $9.3 million. It's made $134 in 4 weeks.
This week's 3 is new. 5 Feet Apart, making $13 million bucks. Well, $13,150,000. I don't want to take any money away from them.
This week's 2 is also new. Wonder Park made $16 million. They didn't list the budget. This movie looked expensive.
It certainly did. And the number one movie in America, which also looks expensive, is Captain Marvel, making another $69.318 million, making $266 in 2 weeks, and I think something like $770 worldwide. So, yeah, it was a good movie. And that's why lots of people are talking about it in different ways.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, you saw it all over the internet Friday. It was on the Facebook page on Friday, but by God, we said it was going to be the lead story, and it is. James Gunn is back. Disney said, wait. Don't go make movies for DC. You make Marvel stuff that we need to make money off of. So he is officially writing and directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And that's a great big relief to a bunch of us geeks, because a lot of folks were like, so did they put the movie on the back burner? Because it was supposed to begin production this year, and what's going on? Of course, James Gunn was removed from the project for things he said that don't age well a long time ago. And I know before you even get on the thing, especially you, the one person I know that would think this, this was just a silly move on Disney's part. This was kind of a nonsense thing, and they've admitted that, and he has come back. Now, there's been no official reason as to why they've hired him back, so it doesn't matter. That's interesting. That's fantastic. But you know what it's got to be. Dave Bautista said, look, Disney, I'm going to kick your ass if you don't bring him back. Welcome back, James. We're looking forward to it. But you still better do Suicide Squad.
Have you not had a chance yet to check out DC Universe's streaming service? Maybe, you know, not that many people have checked it out. So they're willing to kind of go the drug dealer route and give you the first episode free of three of their series that are out. Titans, Doom Patrol, and Young Justice Outsiders. Even if you don't have a subscription, you'll be able to watch the first three episodes. They'll only be available from late Friday, March 15th through Friday, March 29th on DCUniverse.com or on the app. You don't have to register or pay. So if you want to learn why, you know, Robin isn't Batman's biggest fan or who the misfit heroes are living at Doom Manor, or what a metahuman trafficking is, now's your chance.
I think it had something to do with him having to F Batman.
Well, Titans is young heroes from across the DC universe, and it's kind of like a gritty take on the Teen Titans franchise. Dick Grayson and Rachel Roth, a special young girl possessed by strange darkness, get embroiled in a conspiracy that could bring hell on Earth. Lots of different people in this. There is also Doom Patrol, a band of superpower freaks who fight for a world that wants nothing to do with them. Picking up after the events of Titans, Doom Patrol find these reluctant heroes in a place they never expected to be. Called to action by none other than Cyborg, who comes to them with a mission hard to refuse, but with a warning that's hard to ignore. Their lives will never, ever be the same. And then Young Justice Outsiders, it's teenage superheroes of the DC universe, come of age in an animated world of superpowers, supervillains, and super secrets. Highly anticipated new series, the team faces its greatest challenge yet as it takes on metahuman trafficking and the terrifying threat it creates for society caught in the crossfire of the genetics arm race. So it's, you know, they're all kind of serious, interesting sort of things. But if you've been wanting to check them out and see what they're all about before plunking down some cash, now's your chance.
As a wise man once said,
life finds a way.
And it did. Semen that has been stored since 1968 in a laboratory in Sydney, Australia, has been defrosted and successfully used to impregnate 34 merino ewes, with the resulting live birth rate as high sperm frozen for just 12 months. Needless to say, this is ram sperm, in case you were confused.
Why were they just keeping ram sperm? For years!
The original semen samples were donated in the 1950s from sires owned by the Walker family. Those samples, frozen in 1968 by Dr. Steve Salomon, came from four rams, including Sir Freddy, born in 1963, owned by the Walkers of their then property in Ledgeworth. The Walkers now got like 8,000 sheep at Woolaroo at Yas Plains and maintain a close and proud relationship with the animal breeding program at the University of Sydney. So they did this.
Hey,
way
can
back
we get
when.
Our sperm?
No, it's out there serving a better purpose. The doctors say that they believe this is the oldest viable stored semen of any species in the world, and definitely the oldest sperm used to produce offspring. The original work to determine if stored semen was viable for artificial insemination involved thawing the semen, which is stored in small pellets, in large vats of liquid nitrogen at negative 196 degrees.
The swimmers be cold!
They then undertook in vitro tests of the sperm quality to determine the motility, velocity, viability, and DNA integrity of the 50-year-old sperm. Out of the 56 ewes inseminated, 34 were successfully impregnated.
Sheep are going to come out racist. And misogynist.
Wow. This gives a pregnancy rate of 61% for the 61-year-old semen against a 59% rate for the more recently done one. So, Scientists do say that freezing sperm is the best way to make sure it does stay viable. But, you know, if you really want to check, go find your granddad's Playboy collection.
Gross.
Science.
Another terrifying news. Google, you may or may not have heard of this, had a fiasco with their Nest system. So, I mean, technology companies, lawmakers, privacy advocates, and everyday consumers can often disagree exactly how a company should go about collecting user data. But following a trust-shattering move by Google last month with its Nest Secure product, consensus on one issue has emerged. Companies shouldn't ship products that can surreptitiously spy on their users. Failing to disclose that a product can collect information from users in ways they couldn't have reasonably expected is bad form. I mean, it's bad enough if it says it in the fine print and people just don't read it.
Right.
But if you're not telling people at all, it invades privacy, breaks trust, robs consumers of the ability to make informed choices. You know, like a smart home speaker shouldn't be secretly hiding a video camera. A secure messaging platform shouldn't have a government-operated back door.
No.
And a home security hub that controls an alarm, a keypad, and motion detector, you know, shouldn't include a clandestine microphone feature, especially one that was never announced to consumers. Like, it never said anywhere in their tech specs that this thing included a microphone.
A microphone? So does that mean now I can finally send Katie Sackhoff a message with something that has a microphone in it?
Maybe a video camera?
That would be against the law. you know, how this all came out is Google announced that Nest Secure would be updated to work with Google Assistant software. You know, following the updates, you could say the phrase that I can't say or else my phone will wake up to access voice controls on the product's lineup of Nest Guard devices. Here's the thing, though. Yeah, they never told users there was a microphone.
Be a little surprising. Yeah.
Yeah, nowhere in the tech specs. And Google was like, oh, yeah, it was never supposed to be a secret. It was supposed to be listed in the tech specs, guys. I mean, like, error, my bad. Right. Yeah. Everybody is like calling BS on this. It's deliberately misleading and lying to your customers about your product. Yeah. Oops. We neglected to mention when recording everything that you do while fronting this as a security device. I mean, look, they know just about damn near everything about us as it is.
True.
Between all the social media companies. But like, just don't lie about it. Ugh. I don't know. It's a federal crime to intercept private communications or to plant a listening device in a private residence. You can't just bug people because you want to find stuff out unless you're on Days of Our Lives. But like, Google might actually be separated from Nest. I mean, Google purchased Nest in 2014 for $3.2 billion.
That's an interesting thing, though. Were there microphones before Google bought them, or did Google do it?
Oh. So the government has stepped in. A Senate Select Committee on Commerce has sent a letter to the Google CEO demanding answers about their disclosure failure. There's no telling if they were actually recording voice data. It doesn't even matter because hackers could still have taken advantage of the microphone's capability.
True.
Yeah, we have the home, but not the next. And yes, I understand that I'm basically saying, hello, wiretap. How do I make pancakes? I get that, right? But at least I know about it. It's also not just about user data. It's essential to tech companies. We know this, but some of the data is visible to the user, and then sometimes it's not. You know, savvy hackers and all different kinds of people can get into that type of stuff. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, if Google ends up taking a hit on this or not. But, well, maybe that's where the microphone was hiding, in the little egg inside the nest.
A California town is suing the owner of a house for repeatedly violating local codes with her dinosaur sculptures and landscape changes. The Flintstone House of Hillsborough, California
has been awesome.
Dubbed a public nuisance. They have filed a complaint this week against Florence Fang, which is an awesome name, a former publisher who bought the house 2 years ago. Fang installed big metal sculptures, a driveway sign that read Yabba Dabba Doo, figurines of the Flintstone characters, and other front and backyard additions.
I wonder if it's because like people are coming to like look at it.
Well,
and traffic,
you know,
and
they did install like a little parking strip so folks can come and stop by. But here's the weird thing. They say that, you know, forget that the house looks like it actually belonged in bedrock, but they're calling it a highly visible eyesore and are out of keeping with community standards. A complaint was filed demanding taking down the irritating additions and decor. And the thing is, they're trying to do this by saying that the dinosaurs count as a structure that has not properly been put up. Statues of dinosaurs are considered structures, according to this lawsuit. And that means that you're now attacking art, and we're simply not going to have that. Despite these allegations, Fang's grandson said his grandmother's going to keep fighting the Yabba Dabba Doo vibe of their home. I think the dinosaurs are beautiful, he said. They make everyone smile, and they should stay. Except, of course, the man is simply trying to say Yabba Dabba Don't. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative United States Works 3.0 license. I think that's the way that goes. Sure. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website over at geekradiodaily.com. You know, it's always
a good
time.
You can even see the live show from Mysticon.
Right. Woo! There it is. Hey, Google, listen to Geek Radio Daily. Alexa, play Geek Radio Daily. I don't know the commands for any other ones, but we'll come up with them as we do.
If Siri, maybe?
Sure. I mean, you could tell us just by dropping a podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CRAD.
Yeah, my tablet's trying to find it now. That's what I get for being funny.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Hello. I was just looking for Renette. This is still her room, isn't it? I've been away, not sure how long.
Renette, you ready to go?
Go to the carriage, Mother. I will join you there.
It is customary, I think, to have an imaginary friend only during one's childhood. You are to be congratulated on your persistence.
Renette, well, goodness how you've grown.
And you do not appear to have aged a single day. That is tremendously impolite of you.
Right, yes. Sorry. Listen, lovely to catch up, but better be off. Hey, don't want your mother finding out we're with a strange man, do we?
Strange? How could you be a stranger to me? I've known you since I was 7 years old.
Yeah, I suppose you have. I came the quick route.
You seem to be flesh and blood at any rate, but this is absurd. Reason tells me you cannot be real.
Oh, you never want to listen to reason.